Black Girl Soliloquy, a book of poems which addresses issues such as racism, sexism, domestic violence, incest, prostitution, and inequality, among other topics, has been released on Amazon by Vincentian author Zena Lewis. During an interview with NBC News, Ms. Lewis shared how she got the inspiration for the book.
I believe that the material my book comprises of is timely. It sheds a lot of light on issues that are affecting women. Also, I believe that a synopsis of my journey as a young woman growing up in the 21st century Vincentian society. It sheds light on issues such as domestic violence, inequality, self-esteem issues, incest, discrimination, sexism, racism. So I believe that my inspiration really sparked on that. I believe that.
Ms. Lewis said she believes the book, which targets women and young girls, can change lives.
It's targeting women and young girls, yes. The men definitely need to grab their copy because it also shows us as men how we need to create a more healthier and safer environment for our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, our aunts, our nieces. I believe that the book can change lives. A lot of the pieces are very well put together and well thought out when it comes to finding one's voice and understanding what it means and what it takes to be a woman in the 21st century.
And Ms. Lewis is encouraging aspiring writers and creatives to always find new ways to develop their craft.
My advice is to believe in your work and never stop developing your craft. Always try to find means and ways of learning more and understanding yourself more. I believe the more that you know yourself and the more that you work on your own personal development, it will assist you in developing and bettering yourself as a writer or a poet or a performing artist in general, or just being a better creative.
That was Vincentian teacher, poet, and author Zena Lewis. An official book launch for Black Girl Soliloquy, an anthology of poems by her, for her, about her, will be held in St. Vincent and the Grenadines at a date to be announced. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.